Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Fancy Brian looking glorious in turquoise down in the Shaw. Would you call that turquoise?
I'll call it anything you like as long as you don't call it red.
Perhaps aquamarine. It's a lovely shade on you.
Thank you. It's, baby blue almost. It's a little bit, it's nice. It's a brand new shirt. It's the first time I've worn it, too.
Oh, it looks good on you, though. Did you get a free bowl of soup with that shirt?
I wish. I'll take it if you give me a shirt.
No, it is a nice color on you. I don't mean to, by casting the Caddyshack upon you, I don't mean to imply I don't like the hat. And Evan wearing his customary hoodie here at the world headquarters. Now, just in case it rains inside. Why do you always hood yourself from our view, Evan? Yes, very secretive, that one. Like an assassin. So we got Evan lightly screening your calls. I'm going to start calling you the assassin. Ebone, the assassin. Anyways, I'm being a little lighter, trying to be a little lighter. These have not been light days. These have been troubling days in our nation. And we're going to talk about a number of topics today, and we're going to take another crack at the fine guest. I thought I had her booked yesterday. Today, second time's got to be the charm. Charlotte Dennett, a author and journalist. I have read portions of her book, Follow the Pipelines, Uncovering the Mystery, How a Spy, Lost Spy in the Deadly Politics of the Great Game for Oil. It's about oil, y'all. And also, she's got a brand new book. I have not read any part thereof, but it's why I've asked her to come on. She is a resource on the topic of Ukraine and Russia and the pipelines. And, I'm so sick of fighting wars over oil, but that's exactly what's happening currently in the Ukraine. And anyways, we'll bring the expert on, journalist Charlotte Dennett, in about 20 minutes. But I want to tell you, Fancy Brian, I thought I'd start today by, and I always try to tell the audience the truth. I try to set the expectations for them. And today, my expectation is that you, the fair audience, and you, Fancy Brian, and even you, Evan, we should all consider panicking. It may be time to panic. I'll tell you why. Paul Waldman, I'm going to use part of his column and a few of my own opinions to kind of get her started today. Liberals are right to panic about what will follow Roe's demise. Paul Waldman at the Washington Post. As we grapple with the Supreme Court's apparent and imminent decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Democrats are warning that this portends an attack on many other rights guaranteed in prior decisions. The right to use birth control could go next. Since the 1965 case that guaranteed it, Griswold v. Connecticut, was the foundation on which Roe was built. The conservatives could reverse Obergefell versus Hodges, the 2015 case that guaranteed marriage equality. Heck, under the rationale Justice Samuel Alito used in his decision, even Loving v. Virginia, which struck down state laws outlawing interracial marriage, well, hell, man, they could be vulnerable as well. Just a little aside, you know what Justice Alito is supposed to be doing today? Today, tonight specifically, maybe after work hours. He's supposed to be the headliner, big judicial conference, Fifth Court of Appeals. He's the, that's his appellate court. When you're on the Supreme Court, there are certain jurisdictions, and he's got the Fifth Circuit. So when the Fifth Circuit needs something to be heard in an emergency, well, he is the justice that is called. And he was to be the honoree tonight. And suddenly, shockingly, Justice Alito is without public opinion today. So no explanation, cancellation. Justice Alito apparently is not going to the big judicial conference in the Fifth Appellate Circuit tonight.
It must be because he's so proud of what was released.
I'm absolutely clear that that would be the case. Back to the writing of Waldman at the Washington Post. Thinking about where I'm sourcing this. To these warnings, many conservatives have replied, oh, come on, you liberals are exaggerating. The Supreme Court isn't going to do that. And Republican state legislatures aren't going to go nuts and outlaw contraceptives. Just calm down. You know, calm down, people. All's well. Calm down. Here's a bit more. But the truth is that, if anything, liberals aren't panicking enough. The future of any particular right may be hard to predict, but we can say for sure that both the Supreme Court's conservative supermajority and the Republican politicians, well, they're feeling unrestrained, unlimited in their ambitions, with the kind of freedom only a complete lack of accountability can provide. Do you doubt? Let's take a look around. A few bullet points here I'd like to share with you in the audience. There's a push within the anti-abortion movement, which will need a new focus once Roe is overturned, to go after contraception. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, lovely hair Marsha's got, recently denounced the ruling in Griswold. And she's not alone. Republican states are already moving to limit access to birth control in various ways. And this is a clear target of many in the movement. They will likely begin by targeting Plan B, then IUDs, and eventually they're coming for your pill. So there's that. Also, the legislative thing coming out of the state of Louisiana. A Louisiana House committee approved a bill this week that defines a fetus as a human being from the moment of fertilization. I mean, every sperm is sacred indeed. From fertilization, why not from God's conceptualization of the future child? You know, can't you read into those tea leaves? So if you've effectively extended personhood at the point of fertilization, well, to end that, you know, that blastos, well, that would be murder. You get what they're doing? Let me read on from the writing of Paul Waldman. A Louisiana House committee approved a bill this week that defines a fetus as a human being from the moment of fertilization, making both a woman who has an abortion and her doctor guilty of participating in homicide. Some GOP states have already outlawed receiving medication for abortions through the mail. More will follow. And do you think they won't be arresting women who get them? Even under existing law, prosecutors in red states have often investigated and arrested women who have had miscarriages. Under the new abortion regime, such arrests are almost certain to accelerate. More, there's more good news. Republican legislators are exploring ways to stop women from having abortions, not only in their own states, but in other states as well. Let's restrain their movement as well. Can't we just chain them up at home? You know, barefoot pregnant, like they should be? Sarcasm? Exclamation point? Although Alito's draft includes a passage denying it's a prelude to nullifying other rights, many legal experts read it to suggest that Obergefell could be the next precedent to be reversed. It was a 5-4 decision of the court, far less conservative than this one, which believes that stare decisis is for losers. Alito, Clarence Thomas, and John Roberts all dissented angrily from that decision. They now have three more conservatives who could join in reversing it on nearly an identical rationale to the one they used to overturn Roe. And here's another one. This is new news to me. I'd seen this a little earlier today. I'm going to share it with you, our fair audience. Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. We've talked about him quite a bit. You know, the guy that shut down the international border just because. Didn't find any guns, drugs, weapons, immigrants. Just because. Just going to stifle trade because, you know, it makes him look good. He's going to put people on buses to D.C., those damn immigrants. You know, they're voluntarily being shipped against their will to the District of Columbia. Put them on the Fox News doorstep so you get good video. You know, rubbing Joe Biden's face. Well, what's Abbott doing now? Wednesday, Abbott said, that the state plans to resurrect a 1982 ruling that required states to provide public education to all children, including those of undocumented immigrants. Many conservative activists are open about their intention to completely replace American public education with private school vouchers and homeschooling. And perhaps we'll read more deeply about this advocacy of Greg Abbott. But Abbott is effectively trying to eliminate the right to a free public education. So I'm sure, you know, nothing wrong with overturning a little stare decisis, getting rid of some precedent, just changing the rules as we go along here. Let me see. I don't know if I'll get all the way to conclusion, but let me see if I can try. Last couple paragraphs here. They learned it. Well, I'm going to have to come back. Doesn't pick up any thoughtful point in the narrative. And I always try to be thoughtful in my narrative here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. So if you were wondering, you know, if you got up this morning and thought, well, how should I react today? You know, what should be my reaction to the, you know, the soon-to-be overturning of Roe v. Wade, and what could that mean for me? It means you should be panicking. Like, big time. You should be reacting in real time. You should be doing everything you can. Women marching in the streets and their allies marching in the streets. But it's time. It's time. This is your wake-up call. It is 12 o'clock midnight. It is time to freaking panic at the disco. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're always welcome to join this big show. Got a guest coming soon. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
I don't want to create a panic.
Remain calm. All is well.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.